got the committee meeting. We don't have a quorum yet, but we do have a informational hearing on Representative McFarland, House Bill 2471, and so we'll take that first. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. I just wanted to share what I've done on a food shelf bill that has passed through the Commerce Committee, hopefully to go to the floor. If not, we'll have to look at some other ways to have this happen. But I wanted to share with you about House File. What is the number here? 2471. I had brought this bill forward last May, and in the interim, I decided to do more work on it, thinking there was a lot more time, and somebody in my community had thought I should go to the Attorney General's office, and I ran into a snag. How this initially started was my food shelf approached me last May and said that because they were so successful in donations of canned goods and perishable items, donations of food, and the valuation they were putting on them, it put them over the $350,000 threshold that they had to submit a higher financial audit. And it was costing them $3,000 to $4,000 more per year to do that. And they were wondering if there was a way that we could change the law so that $3,000 to $4,000 could go directly into buying more food to give to other people. So the resolution to that, it took a long time to get to this point, but with the help of House Research, we were able to come up with some language. And I think you have in your packet the amendment. And also, I had spoken to the Attorney General's office, and they are now comfortable with the language. And what it does is, for the purpose of calculating the $350,000 total revenue threshold provided by this subdivision, the value of donated food to a nonprofit food shelf may not be included if the food is donated for subsequent distribution at no charge and not for resale. And then they have a date of enactment of May 14th, which is what the Attorney General's office put in there. Representative Benson and I met with Colleen Moriarty from Hunger Solutions and a representative from Second Harvest. They are all excited about this. I've also talked to a CPA organization. They're supportive of this. I'm bringing this forward to you so that you know about this. This does nothing to give, people can still get their tax deductibility for donating food. It has nothing to do with that. This is purely an accounting thing. There is a bill in the Senate. I don't know if it's going to get a hearing, so it may come forward as an amendment. And if it does, I would really appreciate your support, because I think this is a worthy bill that should get out there. It would help all food shelves in the state, and it would be at no cost. So I would appreciate your support. Just wanted to let you know about it.
This amendment needs to be put on the bill.
No, the bill has already passed through Commerce, and the Senate rule is ready to go to the floor.
Got it.
But we may have some problems getting it to the floor. So.
Anybody have any questions for Representative McFarland?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to speak in support of this bill. Representative McFarland has done a wonderful job in researching this and moving it along. So I would urge my colleagues to give it strong support.
Thank you. And I might point out, it seems like it's a good companion to the bill that you brought forth, that we have in our supplemental. So.
That's why I thought it would be good to bring up, because we've talked a lot about food shelves this year.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that one of the things that's happening in the omnibus deficit reduction bill, I guess it's called, anyway, the budget bill, is that we are having a policy bill that we put together out of this committee, and we'll probably put yours in there, too, to make sure that it does happen.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Okay. I appreciate it.
Any further questions? If not, okay. Thank you for the information.
Okay. Next, we have Representative Walker's bill, House Bill 1724.
And as you recall, the last meeting, that bill was right on the table. So the motion, the common motion, is to move to take House Bill 1724 off the table, and I will recommend it off the table. I'll make that motion unless anybody else really wants to make it.
Madam Chair, I can move that.
Okay, Representative McNamara, I'm going to push it off the table.
I'd like to make a motion, Madam Chair, to move it off the table.
All right. Any discussion? Not? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the motion is before us. Now, we have a technical thing we have to do. Apparently, we were in the process of doing an amendment, and we turned down an oral amendment to the amendment, but we still have the actual amendment still is pending. So I think the next motion would be... Yeah, it was a temporary amendment. So we could just vote on that, and I guess the motion would be to...
Madam Chair, what's the amendment?
It's the A13 amendment. It is in the packet. We had extensive discussion on all of this, and it's just part of moving this along. So,
Madam Chair, thank you, Madam Chair. I'm with Senator Moe. No, I'm not. And actually, I forgot to get a copy, and I will give you a copy of this later. But no, the Minnesota Chiropractor Association does say that they do oppose the A13th Amendment, mainly because they feel that they would be adversely impacted by it.
So just to complete the process, that amendment is before us. Is there any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
I'm very confused. I can't hear very well. I'm by the door.
And I'll try to get a little closer to the microphone. Now, so Mr. McNamara, do you want to keep letting this thing in? It says,
no, you're doing good, Madam Chair. We're over here when we can't hear, so
okay.
I think you better
keep
talk
a little louder.
You're good by hearing
that. Okay, the motion now, and I'll move that we renew the motion of Representative Walker's bill that it be recommended to pass House File 1724 as amended and be referred to the Committee on Finance.
Madam Chair?
Representative McNamara.
Did we adopt the A5 amendment, Madam Chair? Or is that Representative Walker's amendment? Or am I on the wrong one?
A4. No, we did not do that. We didn't address the A5 at all.
We're not going to move these other amendments, Madam Chair?
No, I don't believe anything.
Okay, all right.
I have no desire,
Madam Chair.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion from committee members? If not, all those in favor of House File 1724 going on to the Committee on Finance indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails. And the bill is passed to the Committee on Finance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to take a moment. I know you guys have other things that you have to do, the committee. I know this has been a very tough and controversial issue. I do want to make sure that members know that you have had my commitment as it relates to hearing the concerns of individuals, as it relates to individuals that are impacted through Statute 146A. It is our commitment not to adversely impact them. I just quickly would just like one night in the middle of the night, I'm not a good sleeper, and so I woke up in the middle of the night, and it occurred to me, and I've been sharing with members this story about mechanics. And right now, if something's wrong with your car, you can take your car to a dealership, a car wreck, or the Joe on the street. And many individuals take it to the dealership, some take it to car wrecks, and many take it to Joe on the street for maybe it's their brother, maybe because of finances, whatever it is. But as a consumer, we know what challenges we have if we do take it to Joe on the street. And under car wrecks and the dealership, we do know that we can have those impacted. And so I am thankful that you do understand that there is a difference between the medical doctors, hopefully soon to be naturopath physicians, and the continued work that practitioners under 146A will be able to offer to their consumers. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, I do want to speak what I feel compelled to. As you see in front of you, there are many members from the Hmong community. And the reason why I feel compelled to speak is on their behalf. Last night, Ms. Sutter and two other folks went on the Hmong radio and they gave out my cell phone number. And they proceed to tell the community that the bill would outlaw the practice of Hmong religion and Hmong herbal medicine. And I have received calls consistently on my cell phone since, 8 o'clock last night until the last one was 3. And I picked up 3 times, and all those 3 folks said the same thing. And so I already took the opportunity while you guys were talking here outside to explain to the folks that what was said is not true, and I explained the bill to them, and so there is some clarification.
Thank you. Just one more point of clarification. Representative Powell, did you talk to them at all about our mother's differences in application on our forehead for what remedy works and what doesn't work for keeping your hair?
No.
You know, it works.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair.
Representative Benson.
A personal privilege. Would each of you explain which one does work?
Neither one works.
And since there are a few statements being made, let me just personally weigh in as a chair, too. I just want to thank everybody for their work on this. It was a difficult process, and I do want to just speak very briefly from the chair to the people who are concerned about 146A. 146A is safe and sound. It is protected, and it's protected in this bill, and it is protected in the law. And next year, I've made a commitment, and you might have noticed I introduced a bill that we're and indicate that we will be talking about that, so there will be plenty of opportunity to make sure that 146A does what we want it to do next year. And I think actually we'll probably, not even be this year, we'll be having hearings during the interim on that. And I always welcome all your input. Okay, so thank you everybody. And the next bill is Representative Keeson's bill. And where is Representative Keeson? Just so waiting a moment for Representative Keeson to come. We're gonna take a 10-minute recess. Representative Keeson is our only remaining bill, and he had to leave the building. He'll be back in about 10 minutes, but in 10 minutes, let's reconvene, and until then, we're on recess.
Okay, we have Representative
Keeson with us. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you. So,
we need a motion to move House File 3812.
I'm sure I'd like to move House File 3812.
Before?
For possible improvement.
Okay. Actually, with this bill, your sense is right. Your sense is right. It's going to go to finance, but then it will be part of the policy bill.
All right.
With that representation agreement. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair and members, and I apologize. I was doing my part to make up our budget deficit today, so
we're just successful.
So, this is a bill that's been moving through the process in response to well, the reason that we're here, unfortunately, is that we're responding to a tragedy. I think everybody's well aware of a young girl who actually recently died but was injured in a pool accident, and it's an example of sometimes we have to wait till something bad happens till we kind of take a look at where we are in terms of government oversight and regulation. And what this does, it's department legislation that's been brought forth to provide additional inspections and regulation and oversight over pools in the state. The main thing that it does is it actually expands the number of pools that fall under state regulation. And then it adds provisions and requirements that that set forth what the drains in these pools, the standards that drains in these pools have to meet to avoid the same kind of injury that we saw last summer. And so that's what the legislation does. If someone could move the A2 amendment, first of all.
Madam Chair, I will move Alpha 3812 A2.
Okay. And Madam Chair and members, this amendment was actually added to the bill that went through as part of it. This language is in 1812. Is that the exact same language?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's
being redrafted. All right. I guess, can we withdraw that for now, I guess?
Okay. Is it on its way shortly, or? Okay, we'll wait for it. Okay, that's fine. We can go.
Yeah.
Another amendment before us?
The second amendment is the A5 amendment.
Is there an amendment to move the A5
amendment? I'm sure I moved the A5 amendment.
And I believe this amendment is largely technical to move the word public pool, to have it more specifically laid out, but maybe the witness can explain a little bit more.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is John Langstein. I'm the Director of Environmental Health at the Department of Health. And the language in the A5 amendment is technical. The bill in its original construct modifies the licensing requirements. This simply adds the definition of a public pool into our inspection program under Chapter 157 of the statute. So it simply ties together the inspections with the licensing.
Okay. Any discussion on amendments?
Thank you. I have a couple of questions about who, but in the inspection and the licensing, who does that? Where do you apply for a license, and who administers that function?
Madam Chair, the license that will be required can either be issued by the Department of Health, by our division, or if the commissioner delegates our licensing authority to a local unit of government, a community health board, those licenses would be issued by the community's health board directly. Currently, the licenses that are existing for public swimming pools in the state are about 60% local unit of government and 40% State Department of Health. The inspections are conducted by that same licensing authority, whether that's the local unit of government or the state health department, and either a swimming pool engineer or a registered sanitarian trained in inspections of swimming pools makes the inspection.
My question is basically Bloomington's 494 strip with all the hotels, and you would do that through the city.
That is correct.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, that amendment is before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Must be available. Amendment is adopted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Thiessen, my only question would be, I like the idea of it being held over for possible inclusion, but I'm wondering about the importance of this bill and our ability to do such great work so far this year, if we shouldn't think about moving the bill separate too, so that we get this passed for sure.
Madam Chair and Representative McNamara, I believe that we're going to send the bill separately to finance to be included in an omnibus bill, and we can we'll be able to make decisions as we move forward. So as far as this committee is concerned, it actually is moving an individual bill forward as well. I think that's
right. Representative McNamara, what happens is we gather those bills up in finance and put them into a policy bill. That was a decision that the conference committee has made. The Senate did a different approach than we did, and so they want us to have policy bills. And we had actually talked about that at one point in this committee, and then we didn't think there were enough, but it turns out we only need a couple, and it seems to make people more comfortable with what we're doing. And this bill has a high priority with us, don't worry.
Well, that would be my point, Madam Chair and Representative Thiessen. I think this is a really important bill, and thank you for carrying it. And I just hope that you also would just bring it to the floor, and in a bipartisan way, we can pass it and make sure that this gets enacted sooner rather than later. Thank you.
Okay. Are we still waiting for that?
Madam Chair, I think that we could probably vote on the bill and deal with the other amendment later.
Yeah.
Because it's already.
Oh, perfect timing.
And Madam Chair, I think there probably will be some tweaks we'll want to make the language in the next stop in both places as well.
Why don't you explain what this amendment does to the industry?
This amendment, which it, basically we have in the state, I think it's 8 or 11 sand bottom ponds that have actually a concrete lining that's in the sand. One is in Cloquet, I know, in the southern state parks, and this is just, they have different drainage systems, and it's basically to allow them to continue to operate. Representative Hilton, I think, brought the amendment to our attention.
Actually,
and it was actually added in, it was part of 1812.
Is it actually a pool on the side, or is it actually a pond with a sand bottom in the street?
Madam Chair, it's actually a concrete-lined basin with sand over the concrete, if you will, to give the users of that facility the sense that they're in a natural basin.
Okay, I think we all
have 7 minutes. Madam Chair, I'd like to move the 8th amendment.
Move the 8th amendment. Before, didn't go to the discussion. If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Prevailed, and the amendment is adopted. Now we have House File 3812 in front of us, and the recommendation is to pass to go to return to finance as amended. Any further discussion? Not. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Opposed, no.
Apologize for keeping you.
Was that okay? We have a minute before us, members. It looks like McNamara really read those minutes.
Yep, I was on top of it, ma'am. Chair. I'll move the minutes.
Okay, we have to move the minutes on March 26th. Any discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion failed. The minutes are up. Members, we're going to adjourn in just a second. I just want to say we still may come back together for an informational hearing. There's a couple of other bills that have been requested for informational hearings, and you know, if you don't have anything to do, we're running back and forth between three committees, we'll probably have an informational hearing. So, with that, meeting is adjourned.